There's the potential for some benefit to retirement village operators in knowing just how many people are prepared to go into debt to fund their residency. Credit lending to village residents is about to come under increased scrutiny by the Retirement Commissioner's Office, the Commission for Financial Capability, as it tries to form a picture of how many loans are being offered and just how large they are. One of the office's jobs is to monitor retirement villages to check residents' rights are being upheld. It also wants to make sure the debt burden isn't so great, residents' super has been whittled down to nothing. But the Commission's Retirement Villages Manager, Troy Turton, says the review will be helpful for the retirement village sector too.
It may be telling operators that there is a demand out there for other types of model to make available to their market. I mean, currently the dominant licence to occupy model that we have in this country presumes that an intending resident has a large amount of equity to throw at a licence to occupy. But that's not going to be the case in decades to come as the numbers of homeowners declines, as the number of 65-year-olds hitting 65 still carry large mortgages and that sort of thing. I see this as very relevant to thinking about the future of well-being of the industry, let alone the well-being of consumers.
That's the Commission for Financial Capability's Retirement Villages Manager, Troy Turton, there.